Rashi's at the bottom of the Yomid. No, the Rashi's about the Gemara, which is on the bottom of the Yomid. Rashi's about halfway down the page. Shinit l'trumosu. No. Nechilim aniyim demai. You allow to feed demai to aniyim. L'osru aleyim, the Chazal did not make demai osur on the Chacham, on the aniyim. Again, Miraisa, this is, we have a roi that the Amaratim are ma'asar. So if you buy tawua from an Amma Oritz, Miraisa, you can assume that based on roi that it's been prepared properly. The Chabim were Chayshish, and they made a dinder abonah that you can't eat it, and they call it demai, which is from the word, the contraction of the phrase, doa mai, what is this? And I was not sure if it had maishus taken off properly. But the Chazal did not ask it on an aniyim. You would make them go back to the Amoritz and ask him. We're not going to make them do that. They need to go out and ask for tawua. So where are they going to get it from? They're going to get it from the people knocking the doors. A lot of the doors are going to be the doors of people which are Amoritz and not the Chachamim. So they relied on the Rav. So they never asked it on a Niyim. So you have these soldiers coming in. The soldiers were Jewish soldiers, and the king would require them to quarter them and support them. So you're allowed to use demai for that. Because what does it mean? Trumas meiser. Its truma was taken off means it's trumas meiser, which is the proper thing. The shalevi nois in the koyin, Levi gets meiser, and he takes from the meiser its truma, meaning that which the levi is mechuyav to give to the koyin, that's called trumas meiser. The kolshkin, obviously, if trumas meiser has been taken off, we assume that truma gedola, sheyeshal yisrael lahafrish, that the Yisrael is supposed to take off truma gedola before he gives it to, before he takes off truma, before he takes off meiser. If Rishu cut him shenos on the meiser of the levi, we assume he took off truma gedola, he took off meiser, he gave the meiser to the Levi took off Trumas meiser, and everything's ready to go. So what's the Chiddush? So Mor says, Shikdima b'shibarlan. The Truma, the Levi went and took his meiser before the Yisrael took off Truma. Yisrael ha'yel al ha'afrish Truma g'dal l'tchil. He's supposed to take off, there's an order. Truma g'dal goes first. It has to be, don't make it later. Don't make these things later. They have to go first. What are these things? Meliyoscha is elabikurim. And dimacha is referring to truma. So the bikurim and the truma can't be ma'achar, can't go later. They have to go earlier. Which means, mikantra makdim truma lebikurim loika. If a person takes a truma before he takes a bikurim, gets malchus. Bidimacha zu truma. Rim hektim maisha le truma, again, is loika. But v'hani mili nishinis marach b'kri, that's already been totally made into a pile, and the pile's been smoothed off. It's finished. The pile is finished. Then loika im hiktim meiser l'tshuma. Avo hiktim l'meiser cut him l'tshuma b'shibolin. If the person took meiser before tshuma b'shibolin, when it's still in with the shaft etc. mixed in, still ain't a loika. You don't get malchus. It says he should take out only Chumas Meiser to be darshan and not Chumas Gedolah. If so, even in a case where there was a pile already, there's a pasuk says, "Call Chumas Hashem, call Mashav, call Tzad Chumas Shabbai." So there's a case where the Levi must take off Chumas Meiser. There's a case where the Levi must take off Chumas Meiser and Chumas Gedolah if Yisrael did not do it. So Mor says, what's the case? Hi, Denis Marich. If the Levi took the truma, the meiser before the truma, in a case where it had not been totally processed, totally, so that he just said, give the truma meiser and not truma gedola. Forget about the truma gedola. If already it had been totally processed by the Yisrael, Hi, Denis Marich is idgin. It became dogon. It's considered that you must give truma, which is reshis degoncha. Helki shakol levi. See, when the levi takes it before the truma had been taken off, boy aduri lekayin. He has to give back to the kayin. Shrei mi meyer shaboy bereshis b'hoder echad meyasar. So he has to give truma gedola, which is 1/50, 2 out of 100. And then he has to give Shumas Maizer, which is 1/10. Okay. So the Gemara, Maizer Sheni, the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah that if a person has Maizer Sheni and Hektish, which are Niftu, so Maizer Sheni, you cannot eat outside of Yerushalayim. But if you're part of it, you can eat outside of Yerushalayim. Hektish, can't eat it. If you're part of it, you can eat it. And as Mishnah says, it's Niftu, you can use it. The Gemara says, Pshita, obviously. The Gemara says, the Chilis over here, Lotzichot, if the law is when a person is paid his own shumas, his own maaser sheni, a person is paid his hektish, he has to pay a karen, the value of the item, plus a chaymish, another fifth. He didn't pay the fifth yet. He paid the karen, but not the chaymish. So the chaymish is a law that the mishnah be mechadash me, since he paid the karen, even though he didn't pay the chaymish, it's still usable. I didn't pay the chaymish yet. The chaymish is not ma'akev in the hetter to use. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv that he has to give to the. He has to give, but it doesn't affect the pinyon. The pinyon is based on the value, not on the extra fifth. There's not the mission about turmas a yavish. So you darshan dafka yavish. Avalach loy. If it's turmas lach, it's still fresh loy. Then you can't take it out. My time akim in the mora loy ochle. When it's still fresh, it's too bitter, and people don't eat it. So Rashi, the Mora Shehumar. Okay, Mishnah says you can't take out Amaloy as a table. So table, since it's table is tavua after it's been processed, it's totally processed. It's chayv and shumas and meisers. Nobody can eat it. So Mishnah says if nobody can eat it, obviously you can't. It's muksa, but it's muksa. You can't move it. Pshita, so obviously, more answer, loy tzricha, the betevel, tzavol mi rabbanon. It's only tevel de rabbanon. What's an example of that? Shazorah ba'otze shenon nokav. It was planted in, this grain was planted in a flower pot without a hole, so it's not considered grew in the ground, it's not grown on the ground. That, which does not grow on the ground, is only chayiv in shumas and maizes de rabbanon. It's only tevel de rabbanon. And the Mishnah is saying, even that, since the Maaseh made it Osir, it is considered, it's going to be considered, the Issur Rabbanon will make it into being Muksa also. Tyson here raises a question. If you remember way back when, in the Parakira, the Mora says that Tevel is considered Mukhan by Shabbos, since the Chum said, even though you're tzoshe, take up Shumas and Maizes on Shabbos, if he did it, we say it's effective. So theoretically, these things are usable on Shabbos, and therefore they have a din of being Muchan. Now, the issue over there was, were we allowed to use a kli to catch the wine, which was tevel, which is broken in the barrel, and you want to use a kli, but by using a kli, by having the tevel, this tevel fall into the kli, you make the kli muksa, and you can't move the kli anymore. We have this account over there, you can't be mevatel kli meichonoi. Taking a kli which was mobile and making it catch muksa and thereby become immobile is also. That's some way you're being mevatel the kli from its usage. Rashi said one pshat, it's like soyser, you're like breaking the kli. Well, Rashi said another pshat one time, it's like burner, because you're like sticking the kli to the ground, stuck now, I can't move. There's an issue called bitzel kli meichon. So the Morse says, no. The case was that you had the Morse said, what do you mean? You have a case where there was tevel, which was wine, which was tevel, and the barrel broke, and you're allowed to catch it in another kli. Bitzel kli meichon. The Morse says, no. Tevel is muchan. Tevel you can move. So it's not bitzel kli meichon. So what are we saying over here? It's a problem. So Tosfos says, no, that you can't move it. But in regards to the issue of bitzel kli meichon, it's not really, in other words, the guy with that issue, which is like a lesser issue of even of than muksa. So they, we deal with it as if you could move it. Because theoretically, but to go and actually go and move the item, we would not allow you to move the item. Tevel, yeah. Well, my submission. So Mishnah says, Marsha Rishon, which the truma has not been taken off, you can't move. So Marsha again. So if the lady gets meiser and he does not take off truma's meiser, it's still considered tevel. So if it's tevel, you can't move it. Pshita, Latsiyach Shekdimu Bakri. So this is going to be the parallel case of the Reisha. The Reisha was, we said, we're talking about that he took off truma's meiser and not truma gedoyla. So in the Reisha, since the lady got it when it was Bishibolin, he's only mechuyev to take off Chumas Meiser and not Chumas Gedolah. So he can move it. The same is on a case where he gave a bakri. The Levi went and got the Meiser from the pile once it had been completed, which is Chayv and Chumas Gedolah, and he took off Chumas Meiser before Chumas Gedolah. And now comes home and takes off Chumas Meiser like he's supposed to. So the Mishnah, you can't move it. What do you mean? Why can't you move it? I took off Chumas Meiser. Yeah, because you're mechuyev to take off Chumas Gedolah also. Meister meaning one tenth of what he got, which was going to be Chumas Meister, and not Chumas Gedolah. So I would think, like Rapapa said, if you tell me that the lady is only going to take a Chumas Meister, so good, he's potter. And the Bai said, no. There's an extra pasuk that call Master Hashem, he has to give, call Chuma, he has to give everything, even call Master Hashem. You know, he has to give, no, call Chumas Hashem. He has to give everything, even Chumas Gedolah, in that case. And he didn't give Chumas Gedolah, therefore he can't move it. The Mishnah says, and Maaser Sheni and Hektish, which are Loi Nifta, you can't move them. Or it says, obviously, if they're Loi Nifta, you can't move them, you can't use them. Pshita, Lachicha Sheniftu, Loi Nifta Kel Chosin. You were part of them, but it was not, the opinion was not done properly. For example, Meiser Shepado Agabi Asimon, that the person was pointed on an Asimon. Asimon was a coin blank. Before you had stamped it, it was called an Asimon. That's where the right. So why is that important? What's the problem with that? The Rachman Amar Vitzarta Kesav Yedecha. You have to gather the kesav. So the word Tzarta is you tie it up. A tzorer, it's tied up. So you tie up the kesef in your hand, you take it up to Yerushalayim. But we darshan, why is the Torah use the lashon of tzarta? Why is it important to say you tied it up? So we darshan the lashon of tzura, dover sheyesh, but tzura has to have a picture on it. So the Mishnah is sort of like hinting to the fact there are cases where the opinion will not be effective. For example, if you did not, there was no picture on it. Hektish. What's an example of opinion hektish which is not valid? Shechilo agabi karka. He used karka for the opinion. You have to do something which is venos, and you're able to actually physically give it. Okay. So Rashi is in Chumosoi, Kosokodaito, Shalonit, Chumas Meiser, Shaloi. Only Chumas Meiser has not been taken. The more said, that's not the issue. The issue is Chumas Meiser has been taken, but not Chumas Gedolah. A Simon Shinalov Tsur doesn't have a picture on it. Okay. So the Gemara. Well, there's a loof. You can't move loof. Turn Rabbanan. Matatlan is a chatzav. I do not know the English names of these items. If there's any English. Chatzav, I know. It's a fair word to. Yeah. It's a katzav with a kuf. That's a gemara actually. Katzav is a gemara word for a butcher. Talmud says it's a katzav neshu maichol tzviim. The Rashi points out katzav. There's a gemara in Baal Basra. It's also a gemara. Rashi mentions in Beah also that katzav was a type of a plant which its roots go exactly straight down. So Yeshua, in Eretz Yisrael, when they gave out the portions of Eretz Yisrael, he would set up the boundaries of the different people's properties by planting chatzav over there. So there was a plant which stayed very straight. The roots would go exactly straight down, and that was the way he used to make the lines of the boundaries with this chatzav. That's chatzav's the reason why it's familiar to us. We had an abeyah. Daf, I think, with Daf Chavov. So you're allowed to move chatzav because it's a food which you feed to tzviyim, to your whoever you translate tzviyim, antelope, deer. Besachar, you allow to move kardel mustard. Neshu maichol lo yarnim, because you can feed it to yarnim. So you have this detached chatzav. Obviously, we're not talking about it's attached to the ground. That's, you know, have other issues over there. The shaila is, with what usage does it have? Well, it has a usage. It's not a non muksa item because there's what to feed it to. We'll see. Now, we didn't say that he owns it. It says these are foods which are usable for X, so therefore you're allowed to move them. He didn't say that he personally owns that. Since they're usable, you're allowed to move them. There's a type of a bird called a wild bird called the Na'am Benos Hayena, which eat ground up pieces of glass. Omalei Rabbi Nosson says, "Olmeyato, so chavilei zmaris yitaltalu. You have piles of vines. You should be allowed to move them, and they should michael appeal them because you can feed it to elephants." So Morsen Rishon Gamliel says back, "No, namiyos shchichi." Or the more it explains, Rishon Gamliel, it's not Rishon Gamliel talking, but the more it explains that he holds, Rishon Gamliel holds that namiyos shchichi pilim lo shchichi. So namiyos are more common apparently than elephants in the neighborhood. So it's what Amr Meimer. It's called the Meimer says, "Who the islay namiyos?" That this head is only if he has one. So Amr Rav Ashi the Meimer. So Rav Ashi says back to Meimer. Now it doesn't make any sense. If you're correct that he has the head is only because he has one. So what was Rav Nosson's question? Well, if so, you could be able to feed the zmaris your cut vines to peel him. El the kavali Reb Nosson of Shingam Mil kavali zmaris yitato neshu Michael neshu Michael the peelin. So, what was the question exactly? He is like peelin. Am I low? Enechanami. If he has peelin and he feeds them zmaris, so like, what's the problem? Enechanami. They're not muksa. Obviously, the case was that he didn't have peelin. So then. Obviously, the question Russell was asking about was also a case that weren't namiyos. Ella roy, hachanami roy. It means that he didn't have namiyos, but since they're fit to give to namiyos, and had he had namiyos, he would use it. It's still considered a meichel. That's Rishon Gamliel's shita. Okay, Omer Abaya. So Abaya says a fascinating thought process over here. Omer Abaya. Rishon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Kulo Svir Lahu, Kol Yisrael, B'nei Malachim Hem. They all hold that Kol Yisrael is our princes. Princes. Not princes. Princes, right? They're princes. The point is, who keeps Namiyos? These were, apparently, it was not uncommon for people to have them. The very rich people would keep namiyos as part of their, part of their whatever. And they would use these things. So therefore, Shemil Hodamor. Shemil says, therefore, I deal with this that Kleisel is roy to have such things and be able to feed them, and that's what Nosson says. Well, you know, there's some very rich people out there which keep peeling. So, yeah. So Moore says they weren't so shchia, but the namiyos were more common. So that's the conversation. But the idea, that even though he personally doesn't have it, since there are people which do it, and Kleisel is not considered, even though those are very very rich people, etc., everybody deserves to be considered on that level, and therefore we deal with them as if they would have such things. Rav Shimon, where do you see this at the end of Rav Shimon? We have this in Rav Shimon before also. He said you can't use Shemin Verit on Shabbos because it's nicker, you're doing it, it's obvious that you're doing it for refuah purposes. But the Mora says, but rich people who use Shemin Verit regularly, they just use it just for putting on, everybody used to anoint oil, that was they used to clean their hands, etc. And the B'nai Malachim, the rich people used to use it regularly. That's how they used to anoint. Which poor people would only use it for in a case you need it medicinally.
That makes it okay for
Shabbos. You're allowed to anoint oil. You're allowed to put oil in your hands on Shabbos.
I mean, if you do something on a weekday, just because you do it on a weekday.
No. You're allowed to anoint oil in your hands on Shabbos. There's no problem with it. There's no malach involved. There's no issue involved with taking some oil and putting oil in your hands. That's okay. Now, let's say a person does it for, but you can't do refuah on Shabbos. Okay? Now, a person wants to put refuah on in a way which is not obviously doing it for refuah. So, for those in case, if it's not obviously doing it for refuah, they didn't ask it. It looks like you're putting on an oil, regular oil. Well, no, it's not. You never put a regular shemen verit except when you have, you're sick. Well, but if you be a rich guy, you put it on all the time. So then it's not, then it's mutter. So it means you're going to treat me, I'm a poor guy and I can't do it. The rich guy can do it, I can't do it. No, no, no. That's an insult to Klal Yisrael. It's mutter for you also. Because Klal Yisrael, he says, the Tanakhama says you can't. Only B'nai Malachim are allowed to do that because Shekein Darchan Shal B'nai Malachim Nosach B'chol. They do it on the weekdays. Rishim and Armor, Kol B'nai Yisrael, Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim Him. All of Kol Yisrael, we treat them like B'nai Malachim, like the son, like princes. Rishmol B'kiva, what's that about? The Tanya. This is actually a Sugim Masechtas B'Metzia. So there's a Lacha called that a person, Bezin has a right to take away certain items from the person for the purpose of payment. He's allowed to take away the bezin. You find that the case in the pasuk. The pasuk talks about the idea of taking the person's garment and giving it back at nighttime, daytime, etc. So in that process, there is a lacha. There also is a lacha over there. The more darshan from sukkim called cedar, which means they were mechuyev to leave certain items for the person for usage. They couldn't take them away at all. So. The Tanya, Reisha, you notion by Elif Mona. So he owed 1,000 Mona. Velavush, and he was wearing a garment. Itzala Bas Kuf Mona, a very, very expensive garment, which was worth 100 Mona. Now that's pretty, like, wild. That's not your average garment, but a very expensive garment. So Tanakama says, Mavshitana, so we take it away from him. Mavishana, so Itzala Habriyala, we give him the garment which fits his stature. Obviously, the guy owes 1,000 money. He doesn't can't afford to pay it. He's not rich. He doesn't have any money to pay. So he's a poor man. So you know, poor man, you don't have to wear such a fancy garment. You can wear. We'll give you the garment which is fitting your station in life. Came along, Rishmol. Tanu Rishum, Rabbi Shmuel Rishmol. There's a brisa in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and there's also a brisa with Tanu Rishum, Rabbi Akiva. He said, "Chas v'shalom, call you so ruim loisa itzila." What do you mean? This is a garment which doesn't fit your stature. I'm a ben Yisrael. It does fit my stature that I should wear such a garment. So they all have the same concept. Okay, Tirashi, chatzav is asav, is a type of a grass. Shemishtarish ba'omik kenegdo. Its roots go deep down. Straight down, they don't spread. But tichem Yeshua es oritz liyisrael. That's the vetzel which was used to mark off the boundaries. Loshon tchum of tichem is the verb of tchum. Nami yos benoy sayena. That's the name of them. Yital talu ruyahu liyos loypilan ulachilan. So he Loshon said back to him, you know, theoretically you could get. Peel and Kleisel, according to Rishim Lemiel, yeah, okay. If it had Peel and Shchiach, I wouldn't rule out Peel either, because Kleisel deserves all those things. I'm not going to say in B'Shabbos, L'gazim B'Shem Shchikas Samamani. They Chazal didn't prohibit putting it on the wounds, going into the Gzera of Refuah, which was because of refrain, a person might grind up the herbs on Shabbos. Why she came darchan losuch below maka? They use it without a maka. La mucha milsa the refuah. It's not obviously doing it for refuah. They didn't answer it. Okay. Something more. So the mission said chavilei kash. Last thing the mission said was that you had chavilei kash, chavilei etzim, chavilei zrodim. You have these bundles of straw, of wood, of zrodim. Wood is like we picture wood. We're thinking about the idea. You have dry zrodim is you would take the trees and you would prune them off to prune the trees. And meanwhile, you would use the you have the items that you pruned off. Those are called zrodim. Rashi points out that they're edible. The zrodim are edible. That they're since they're fresh, new, etc. Theoretically, they can be edible. Rambanan chibili kash chibili etzim chibili zrodim. If you designated them before Shabbos for Michael Behema, you can move them. Vimlav ematata nusan. You may not, if you do not designate them, and so their default position is that they're for the purpose of firewood. And so firewood is muk, so you can't make a fire in Shabbos. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Chavilin Hanitolim Biyad Echad is Mutal Taltalon, Bishayadayim is also Taltalon. If you can move them with one, that you make bundles which are small enough that you could carry them in one hand, then you can move them. If not, you can't. And Rashi says that's an issue of tircha. Even though you've designated them for food purposes, he holds there's an issue, to feed the animals. It's still an issue. There's an issue of tiltal because of tircha. It's a Rashi's interest. Okay, now list over here some names, which again you're gonna lose them over here. Chavile, Siya, Ezov, Vekornis, bundles of Siya, Ezov, and Kornis. If you, when you originally gathered them to these bundles of these type of items, these type of vegetables or plants, better. So if you took them in for wood, then Amy Stavim Meham B'Shabbos LeMaichel Behemi. You can't use them for Meichel Behemi because you designated them for the purpose of wood. I'm sorry, Amy Stavim B'Shabbos LeMaichel Behemi. If you originally gathered them for the purpose of Michael Behema, Mistavik Behem Shabbos, you may hem in Shabbos, you may use them in Shabbos. The Brice thing says, Vikartim Biyad Vaichel, Vavashal Yitim Bekli. You want to chop off the end of the you want to make it shorter, you want to be Kartim it to cut off the tip, but you don't want the tip for whatever reason. So you're allowed to do that Biyad, you can't do it with a Kli. So it's we consider that's derech cho was to do it with a kli. They were only permitted to do it biyat. Now the siya is, so you had the plant. So you had, apparently there was some type of seeds which were there, and the seeds are. Would grow with a outer type of a brand to them. You want to break off the brand. So that's the malach of dosh. So you can rub it in your hands and eat it. So with the shinoi, that's mechama considered a process of ma'aseh dosh. That's considered a ma'aseh of achila. It was. It was like a pod, which you were going to get picture your pea pod. So you're breaking open the pod, something of that sort, to get what's inside. You can't be marlo b'kli harbe. That's Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. That's not enough. If you have to do it, normally you would do that when you do it by hand, you would rub it in the palm of your hands. That's the best place to rub it. Rub it around them. And they're doing that, the pressure would break it open, you would get the peas out. Even that's not enough. You have to do barosh etzbosav with the top of your fingers. That's the shini which is going to permit it. You can't do b'yadoi harbe, which is the way you do b'chol. Which means that the process has to be. So there's 2 points. The process is that you must do a shinui, and it has to be done bit by bit. You merlo, you eat. You merlo, you eat. Can't do make a whole big pile. So that still looks like you're doing it for the not as a part of the process of achila. B'chein ba'amito, the same thing comes to amito. B'chein b'figam, the same thing comes to figam. They have a translation for figum. We're going to get to that. That's what the Morris says in a second. But what is figum? Is it the translated or anything? Rashi says it's ruda. I don't know what ruda is. Okay, mechem mishar meni tavon, and all other spices also. My mita. What is a mita? A mita is ninya. Ninya is the nowadays, even nowadays, that's the, I think the Arabic word for mint is ninya. Yeah. What's siya? So Omer Rav Yehuda, siya is tzasri. Siya is something called tzasri. Rashi says that it's called shadriya luya. Okay. What's Ezov? Ezov is abarto. Ezov is abarto. So Ezov is that. So it's a type of hyssop. The Gemara says, "What's Kurnis?" Kurnis is Kurnisa Shmo. It's called Kurnisa. The Gemara says, "One second. Vahu damer lahu man boy Kurnisa." Somebody came in and asked for who needs some Kurnisa. He was giving out Kurnisa. Vishtachach that it was Chashi, and what he was giving out was Chashi. And Chashi, Rashi points out, is Shadriya, which is the same thing as what we referred to before as Sasri. So what's you're talking, it talks about Kurnisa, you're calling it Kurnisa, and we see what's called Sasri. So what's the difference? Ela Sia is Sasri, Ezov is Abasra, Abarta, and Kurnisa is Chashi. So Rashi points out that apparently there was two types of this Shadriya. They're similar enough that Sia and Kurnisa were two different types of this Shadriya. Again, I'm sorry, I don't know what those words mean. Okay, Zakrashi, his skill and his minon, the person designated it for the. You don't have to do anything more than just designate it for food purposes, and that for Michael Behema, that's enough. Also, the Tathlon, the Filo, his minon in the Michael Behema, the Tirchu. He says even if it's too large, you can't move them because the effort involved is not going to be mutter. See, aids of a Kurnis, the Kamehameha force, the Lord is going to explain what they are. Ichnisan, the Aitzin, the option, you took a bird for wood purposes, you'll dry them out and use them for firewood. You can't move them. The Machal Behemah, you could. Vashal Yitimakli, Kaderacha, you can't cut it off the tips like you do in the weekdays. Kamin and Haiman, the farm silka, Dharmin the Teichen. Chopping up silka is considered a process of Teichen. So taking, Teichen was grinding. This is cutting into small pieces. That also goes into the Isser of Teichen. Mr. Yehuda Gersin, Merle of Oichel, Vashal Yimla, Bakli Harbe. You can rub it around in your hands, you can't do it bakli, you can't do a lot. If you do it with your fingertips, that's how they have the gears of the tesefta. The rabbanon machri, they're machri, the kula yada, so you can't use the whole hand. You have to use your fingertips. Even that, you want to get the seeds. Merlo, instead of eating the whole pod, so mala hashavitim, you rub the sharvit. His sharvit is like the looks like a sharvit is a spear. You know, the looks like a long spear. That's the pod. Shazer b'seichel, but the seeds are inside. B'chein b'mita, l'kamim for shemay mita. Mita is ninya, mintia. So Rashi, ninya is mint. So that's how they know, because Rashi said so. Yeah. Pigim is ruda. Sasri is shadriya luya. L'shachina is fulio. Abarta is ashniya. Which is hyssop apparently. Shadriya, Chashi Shadriya, Lashon Mishan, La Purish. I'm not sure exactly what the difference between the two is. Fine. Okay. Okay, well, you know, we'll leave it in the next piece for tomorrow. So just, I mean, so it comes out based on this Gemara, there is a concept of if this type of animal is common in the neighborhood and people would own them and people would, I'm allowed to move them because this is considered a michael for the animals which are around in the neighborhood, and therefore considered roy. But if it's not common at all in the neighborhood, you know, so nobody raises tigers around here, so you know, so we don't, you know, I don't have the, so then I can't say that it's considered not, it's considered non muksa because it's good food for tigers. You know.
Am I allowed to feed it to, you know,
the ducks?
No, ducks in the pond is talking about something which there's no chiyuv, you know, there's no responsibility for somebody to feed.
And that's the question here. Is that, there was also this question,
no, there's people who own such animals. And they feed these things to these animals. Therefore, it's considered a michael, I'm allowed to move them also.
But how
do you say you wouldn't feed your animals? No, I don't... the shalom, I allowed to move. Is this considered? If I own the animal, then I don't eat dog food. Most people don't eat dog food. But dog food is not considered muksa, because people own dogs. I have a bag of dog food in my house. It's not considered muksa because it's considered something which is usable on Shabbos.
Right.
I don't own a dog.
Right, but is it because?
Not because there's wild dogs, because there's domesticated dogs, which people own, even though I don't own one.
Right, but is it because you can go feed your neighbor's dog, or is it that your neighbor can come in? And
doesn't make a difference. The issue of feeding animals is animals where there's no responsibility to feed. They're wild animals which take care of themselves. Right? If you're living out in the farm and people own kachkas, because they raise kachkas, so feeding ducks is not a problem. The problem is wild ducks that nobody has responsibility to feed, is also to feed on Shabbos. You can't feed the ducks in the park because that's not nobody's responsibility to feed them.
And even a tzvi, which is not normally a domesticated animal,
was talking about because these rich people would have these tzviim and they would have these yarnim and they would have these namiyos and they would have these pilim. Sanekhanami, you live in a neighborhood where pilim, where people would own pilim, so you're allowed to, you know. So according to Shimon Gamliel says, I'm less than them because he has $4 billion, and I only have three. I'm not any less than him, so I can also, you know, you can't touch me up.